What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Krupp Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit kruppmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, October 4th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Happy Friday. I think it's Friday.
It is. And Jason Bishop's here.
Football Friday. Football Friday. Mm-hmm.
It is a football Friday. We will talk a lot of football on the show today. Previewing Commanders Browns. Can the Commanders make it four in a row? We will get some Browns perspective. Daryl Reuter, who covers the Browns for 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, is going to jump on at 8:25. Scott Abraham from ABC 7 at 9 o'clock. So we will talk a lot of football. You had a football game on last night. I stayed up late.
I missed
late.
A good one.
Yeah, it was a shootout.
Big time shootout.
Between Baker Mayfield and Kirk Cousins, and Kirk Cousins comes out with another game-winning drive. They win in overtime, 36-30.
It's my man Kirky.
Gotta tell you, though.
He threw 58 balls.
Baker. Watching it.
I know it's not Monday Night Football. We don't have the Thursday Night Football prime music, so this is going to have to do.
Because it's prime time.
It is prime time. It's prime time game, yeah.
I gotta tell you, watching it, I think the Bucs got bung-jobbed.
All right, explain.
So the Bucs are winning 30-27.
Okay. Regulation.
Regulation. They're looking to seal the game. Bucky Irving.
Bucky.
A promising young running back has a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta gets the ball back with about 3 minutes to go.
Okay.
Deep in their territory. They go four plays. Kirk throws an interception on 4th and 15.
Wow.
Okay. With roughly.
Game's over.
2 minutes to go. Now,
should be over.
Atlanta had three timeouts left.
Okay.
Here's where Tampa got bunged. All they got to do is really run out the clock, force Tampa to use all their timeouts, kick a field goal. Now, Atlanta, if they get the ball back, they'll have to score a touchdown, not just a field goal to tie the game.
Mm-hmm.
So they hand it off. They lose some yardage. They hand off. They get 7 yards. They're clearly within Kuz, or they're clearly within their kickers.
McLaughlin.
Field goal range, right?
Kuz. Yep. Chase McLaughlin.
And they get a holding call.
Oh.
But they get a holding call. Okay, if it's a hold, it's a hold. You go back 10 yards.
Mm.
The running back was clearly pulled down by a face mask. So at worst, it should be like the penalties cancel out and they run the play again.
And it was clear.
Yes.
Yeah. They just botched it. They missed
it. They missed it. They missed the face mask. They called the hold, pushed them back. Then Baker ran a screen pass on 3rd down, which was stuffed.
Okay.
Or I might be messing up the downs, but there was a screen pass and there was a short run. And they were kind of on the bubble for a long field goal, and they opted to punt.
Okay.
Kudos to
Kirky.
Kirk for putting him in field goal range. With 1 second left, they spike the ball, and Koo hits the game-tying field goal. He had missed two earlier.
Mm-hmm.
One was blocked.
He had a bad start to the game.
One was blocked, but I think it's the second week in a row that he's hit either a game-tying or game-winner.
Well, last week he hit the 58-yarder. This week he hits the 52-yarder to send it in no tee.
Yeah.
So that little dude got a leg.
He does. He can boom it.
And then how did Atlanta score in the overtime?
Well, Kirk threw one to Kadarrell Hodge, and it was a contested ball, like not quite over the middle, a little more to the right hash, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He fought for the ball. He wins it, and then he runs into a crowd and just pulls away from everybody and waltzes in for the touchdown.
45-yarder.
Game over.
Wow.
And it was just a lot of offensive fireworks in that game last night. Mike Evans, 2 end zone trips.
Mm.
Drake London had a
bomb.
Huge game.
Probably his best game.
And he missed, it was definitely his best game of the year, and he missed a good chunk of the game too because he was getting evaluated for a concussion.
Oh.
He went to the blue medical tent.
So he didn't finish the game?
No, they took his helmet away.
Okay.
Then he went to the locker room, and I have Drake London stonks.
Yep.
And I was like, well, he's done. at least he caught like a touchdown. He had like 11 points. Then he comes back in the game, and then he just keeps doing this.
So he cleared the protocol, and he's fine.
Grab more balls.
Well, that's got to be his best game as a pro. 12 catches, buck 54?
I mean, probably, I would guess.
I mean, I can't imagine he had more than 12 catches.
Yeah, he had
game.
A monster game. Bijan Robinson, I don't know what, there's something going on between Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. Like, Tyler Algier is, he's chomping into his workload.
Well, not last night. Six carries?
I mean, Robinson had 12. But yeah. Algier's been, he's on his heels. He's becoming a bigger part of that offense. But Kirk, I mean, was just astounding numbers. Four touchdowns, just one pick, goes over 500 yards passing.
Are we trashing the Kirk primetime narrative? I mean, this is second primetime.
I've been a pro Kirk guy for years.
But I should have lost that game, though. I'm telling you. So he throws an interception. I know. It's just telling you that the game is so razor thin. He throws the interception. That was a 4th and 15. He tried to jam it in, right? Gets intercepted. Atlanta has the ball in the 28.
Yeah.
So if they kick the field goal right there, that is a 45-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's very makeable in today's NFL. That's almost a gimme.
Well,
right?
Definitely indoors.
Yeah, but that also would take them up 6, and then it would be a minute 40 on the clock.
I understand you don't do it there. So they obviously just want to not lose yards, make them use their timeouts, put them in a position where they would need a touchdown. And they botched it. I think they were kind of bunged by the referees. I don't care if Tampa or Atlanta wins.
Man, 59 passing attempts for Atlanta, just 18 rushing attempts.
Didn't answer my question.
Yes, the narrative changes.
The narrative changes.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
I don't think about that.
A lot of people do.
Kirk is a top 10 well, to 12 quarterback in the league.
That's a good win.
People just want to hate on him for what he did here. I think he was just a stat padder while he was with Washington. I mean, a lot of teams would like to have Kirk Cousins as their quarterback.
Is he moving better now?
He's starting to move better than he did like in week one.
And
where
it seemed like
he couldn't drive off his foot.
You know, it's a good win because remember they started out 1-2 and everyone was questioning Kirk.
Right.
All right, he's not healthy coming back from that injury in the offseason. He beat the Saints. Now he beats the Bucks.
They showed a graphic last night. Every one of their games has been a one-score game.
Baker was really good, too, last night. Super efficient. Only passed for 180, but found the end zone 3 times. No picks. Mm. Only sacked one time.
Well, remember, we had Dave on yesterday talking fantasy, and he said there's something going on with Bijan. He thinks Algier might be a better back than Bijan. Now,
I mean,
Algier didn't do anything last night, but neither did Bijan.
Right.
I think if you're going to call Kirk a top 10 quarterback, you got to throw Baker in there. Baker's got 11 touchdowns with just two picks so far.
The way he's been playing this season, I'm surprised by it.
Whatever happened during his brief little tenure with Sean McVay and the Rams, it has gotten him right.
Well, good for him. It got him a 3 or 4 year extension there in Tampa.
Mm. Man, I missed a good one.
You did. 66 points on a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
And that's been the narrative, too, that a lot of Thursday night games are just dreck and they're garbage and the teams aren't ready because they're on a short week.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams came out firing on a short week.
Yeah, that's a good one there. 36-30 to start the week.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have Kirk on any of my teams, but I got Baker on one.
Right.
I've got Mike Evans on one.
That's good.
And I've got Drake London on one.
It's pretty good. Good 3 for 3 right there.
So I think I got decent leads in some of those.
Who's their offensive coordinator now in
Zach
Atlanta?
Zach Robinson.
Because, I mean, what a total change of philosophy, right?
He's off the Sean McVay tree.
They threw 59 times and ran 18.
Yeah.
When was the last time Atlanta did that?
I don't know. It's quite a discrepancy.
I mean, that's crazy.
Well, that's also Zach Robinson saying to Kirk during the week, hey, this is going to be a you game.
So
I don't know if it's just the way that the game was going. Like maybe they just felt like because Tampa was scoring so much, they just had to lean into Kirk and the passing game. It worked.
They almost botched it too because on that last drive to tie it, Kirk throws a pass over the middle to Drake London.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have thought that Drake London would just go down and he kind of fought for some extra yards. And then the whole line, they didn't have any timeouts left. The whole line runs there and they spiked it with 1 second left.
Yeah. Mm.
And Raheem Morris was so psyched that he thought the clock was going to reset or something. They ended up taking a delay of game.
Oh.
which pushed Koo back 5 yards, but he nailed it.
Another player that's been big for Atlanta, kind of an under-the-radar signing, is Darnell Mooney, the wideout from Chicago who suffered from sporadic quarterback play for a few years in Chicago. He's a good deep threat. Caught 2 touchdowns last night. Since week one, he's had 3 catches for 88, 8 for 66, 3 for 56, 9 for 105.
You see how many targets he had?
He's a big part of that offense, 16 targets.
Yeah, so Kirky was looking for him all night.
He's got 40 targets through 5 games.
That's unbelievable.
So he's a big,
I'm guessing Darnell Mooney not available in most fantasy leagues.
I'm going to guess.
He's not.
No, he wasn't available before yesterday, for the most part.
There was a lot of Kyle Pitts slander yesterday.
Pitts slander. And he had a good game.
Yeah. What did he do differently?
They had him in motion some points. I think that freed him up to kind of get clear of some of the corners that have been covering him and got him in space more. So maybe Zach Robinson, saw what he was doing in the first few weeks, said this isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So he's tweaked
him. He was a can't misser coming out of college in my mind. And he just hasn't
looked like that,
produced. Yeah. But he's still only 23. I'm not giving up on that kid.
I don't know that he gets much separation. Well, Kirk, when he gets time, he zips him in there. And yeah, Kyle Pitts had 7 catches, but Drake London had 12. Darnell Mooney had 9.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's got to be up there with
Ray McLeod had 6.
That's got to be up there with his best game as a pro.
I mean, his 88 yards of receiving are better than any of his games in the 2023 campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our pal Jay Gruden tweeted after the game, at least we got a 3rd-round supplemental draft pick for Kirk.
Still bitter about it.
Well, and then Kyle Pitts now has a legitimate quarterback to get it to him.
Right.
I mean, I know he hasn't been putting up big numbers up until last night, but.
I mean, Pitts did have 1,000 yards as a rookie.
Yeah.
And then he had some rough sledding since.
He only had 1 touchdown that year, though.
Yeah, kinda he had bad weird. Touchdown luck that year.
Yeah.
That wasn't a great game for Michael Penix. Remember in week one when Kirk struggled and they're like, he's not the same as injuries, blah, blah, blah. And people started thinking, Penix is going to play sooner rather than later.
If you're the Falcons, you love that your investment in Kirk Cousins is going well. You don't want to toss the keys yet to Michael Penix.
Mm-hmm. Of course not.
No.
You want Kirk to start for you for a year or two, at least while Penix comes along.
Of course. They're trying to win this division.
Right. If you're a Falcons front office guy, you love what Kirk did last night, obviously.
But you're right. They probably do have to shore up what they're doing in the running game because, I mean, Bijan was he top 5 pick?
He was, I think 3 or 4.
Yeah, he was top 5.
I'll double check his draft status where he went, but he was high. So he was a high pick.
I mean, they rushed for 73 yards last night. I mean, relying a lot on Kirky. Surprisingly, only threw 1 pick. He was throwing 58.
He was 8th overall in his draft class.
So, man, that was a good one last night.
Fun game. We'll be talking a lot of football. It is a Football Friday on the show. We will talk some movies as well. Kevin McCarthy is going to join us at 7. John Feinstein at 8. As I mentioned before, Dale Reuter, who covers the Browns for 92.3, The Fan in Cleveland, will jump on. We'll get the Cleveland Browns perspective. And Scott Abraham from ABC 7 at 9.
So yesterday, I'm not sure what time that was. I was on the golf course, and I see a text from Cakes going, yo, we need to get this Survivor's pool pick in before 5 o'clock. And I was thrown back.
I was shook.
I didn't know. I didn't know it had to be in at 5. Trust so we didn't even talk about it.
It was news to me, too, because I was just, like, running errands, and I was picking up food for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, at, I don't know, 3:45 or 4 o'clock.
Right.
And I'm just looking at my phone, looking at my emails, and I see the email from the guy who runs the pool, and it says, urgent. Pick must be in by 5 p.m. And I was like, 5 p.m., whatever, like on Friday or Saturday. He's like, today.
It doesn't make sense. If you don't want to pick that game, don't pick it.
I don't know. Like, I thought that if you weren't picking last night's game, I thought it had until Sunday, like noon, or Sunday, 12:30 before all the games kick.
Yeah.
But I guess, look, he wants all those picks in by Thursday.
Yeah.
So we just snuck it in.
Because we usually do a whole segment on it. We talk about the games and we list our favorites. And we just had to, I mean, I'm just driving in the golf cart going, all right.
It was a close call.
I mean, I don't even know. Do we say who we picked now?
I guess we could just.
We took Seattle.
Yeah, we took Seattle.
Yeah, we took the Seahawks.
Seattle against the Giants. Hope Drab's Drabhawks come to play on Sunday.
Well, Malik Nabers is questionable, right?
Yes.
He's questionable.
Hasn't gotten through the concussion protocol yet.
So he hasn't
practiced. He might still, but we don't know.
If he's not playing, that well, pick looks really, really good.
If he doesn't play, Wandale Robinson, who's about 5'7", is going to catch like a dozen balls in that game.
Yeah.
Because he's already heavily targeted. And then if Nabers is out of the lineup, then he's just going to see every ball thrown his way.
Now, the schedule is difficult. I mean, the bye week start, and there's four teams on bye. Yeah. Obviously, last night, we weren't going to take the Bucks or Falcons. So, out of all of the games, that is the game we probably would have picked anyway.
Right. But we were, it was a rush job.
It was a rush job.
There wasn't
but
a lot
we're
of,
in. We're in.
Oh, it's in. Yeah. It's,
the pick
it's,
is in.
It's locked in. But it was about an hour from us being bounced from our second survivor pool.
Right. Because
it was 1 hour
because
away.
Of a no pick.
Because of a failed to pick.
That would have been just an embarrassment.
I would have been so distraught sending that text to you guys that we were eliminated without even making a pick.
All right, if you want to chime
glad
in throughout the show,
yeah,
you can always hit us up at on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. It's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
Welcome back.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. When you guys get a crick in your neck, how long does it take to go away? I think I've had one now for about 4 or 5 days.
Oh, really? I don't get cricks that often in the old neck region, but if I get them, they're fleeting. They go away quickly. I don't have them that last for like a week. No chance.
I think it happened. I was reading to Isabella in bed and fell asleep on her bed. And just the pillow situation was different. So my neck was probably in a different position. And then when I moved to the bedroom and I was, my neck's banged up and hasn't gone away all week.
Yeah.
I think that was Sunday night.
I mean, you might need to go see a chiropractor. You might need some work done.
Yeah.
I keep waiting to wake up for it to be normal.
How long have you had it?
Since Sunday.
Yeah. If I had a crick in my neck for multiple days, I'm either going to go to a chiropractor or I'm going to go to my sister-in-law who does like craniosacral therapy. She can get me right.
Yeah. I went in there. That she sounds gave me like witchcraft. Like 15 years ago.
No, she's good at what she does. If I have a body part that hurts and I've gone to her, I don't know, a half dozen times over the years, she gets me back right. Gets me back where I need to go.
So your sister-in-law has had her hands on you.
Yeah. Okay. Like in a medical,
professional way.
Professional. Yes. Yes. Correct.
She's had her hands on me
on her massage table in her house.
Oh, isn't that a genre? No, massage like table, sister-in-law.
I'm sure that there are those genres, but I was not in that sort of
scenario.
You're
above board.
I was fully clothed. Everything was good. Everything was straight. She had me do, EB. You would have been distraught.
All right.
She had me get rid of my Hokas. She said they were too squishy. They weren't good for me.
You're kidding.
No, she had me give my Hokas to like Goodwill. She said, those shoes are not good for you. You have to never wear them again.
I love my Hokas.
They weren't good for this temple. They weren't good for this delicate ecosystem over here that you're looking at.
So what were you getting? Some sort of tendonitis?
I don't know. I had some sort of like, I can't even remember what that was for. Some sort of like, I don't know, back pain, or I can't remember what it was.
Gotcha.
But she looked at me in the shoes and said, those are finished.
Anyway, I don't know. I think it's common when you have some sort of neck issue, but I don't really do anything.
Right.
Neck
holes. Don't you have one of those gun things?
A Theragun. Yeah, you got one. Our agent sent us one.
Yeah, I think my...
it was the knockoff, wasn't it?
I think my wife...
Oh, no, it's legit.
The Theragun? One.
I thought it was the knockoff.
No, it's the real deal.
You probably sold it. Knowing you.
Yeah, you re-gifted it.
We have a bunch of knockoffs at my house.
I have another one, a legit one. But
I've used it a lot because I had some calf issues. Right there on that thing. That thing works. That thing's effective.
I think my wife gave it to our sister-in-law. Or my sister-in-law.
Yeah, you re-gifted it for sure.
It wasn't re-gifted. It was like borrowed. She had pain.
You should go
but
back.
My wife recently had a disc problem in her back. And she had to go get an MRI. She has a bulging disc. She had like a steroid block, some sort of shot, which just short of surgery. But she got through Amazon her own stem thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have
she put
one of
the stem on my neck.
Hey, if you guys ever have any sort of issue.
You bring that out all the time.
This is like the stuff that like Barry Bonds had.
This is the cream.
I think I have the cream. Like if I ever have any sort of like.
What kind of cream is it?
Hold on. Let me see if I can pronounce this. Triamcinolone acetonide ointment.
My daughters use that for like their.
This is the legit
their skin
right
issues,
here.
But it thins your skin. You got to be careful. You got to use it sparingly.
Okay. I have used it sparingly.
You don't use it on your face, do you?
Look how much is left in the tube. Yeah. I've used it very sparingly.
What do you use it for?
This was when I got the poison ivy on my hand, and I had a big giant bubble in between my two fingers, and I looked like a gross mutant.
Yeah.
And then I put this on it. He gone. The poison ivy gone. Yeah. I just shipped this to Neil Greenberg. I heard him on with B. Mitch and Finley. He's got poison ivy. If he had this, he'd have no more poison ivy.
Right.
I'll let you guys use this like a buck a squirt. if you need it. I can be your Dr. Feelgood over here. I can
By the way,
you.
Mr. Abby, I'm just sitting here bitching and moaning that I have to do this training again. You know, we got this email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm being 100% honest here. Everybody in here is above it. Been with this company almost 30 years.
Mm.
I don't need to keep doing this.
I did the training.
I can't even get into it.
I did it yesterday. It's a sexual harassment training, if it's the one that you're thinking about. And look, maybe this happens in some workplaces. Look, I understand. I'm not stupid. I know sexual harassment and unwanted advances happen in every workplace. But there's nobody on the planet that is as thirsty as the guy that's featured in the video that wants a date.
It's way over the top.
He wants a date. With Elise, who works in his office. I think his name is Daryl.
Right.
I could be wrong on that.
Right.
He's so hard up to get a date with Elise. He's stalking her. He won't leave her alone. And I would guess in most office scenarios, Daryl would ask Elise out once. She rejects him. And then he's going to be like, you know what? I can look elsewhere. There are other fish in the sea. Elise doesn't want to date me. But no, he keeps surprising her, asking her out
to lunch.
Well,
there are guys that are serial harassers.
Understood. He's slipping notes into her purse.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just outrageous. That's egregious.
But we have to do it every year, like four or five of them, whatever. And here's the thing. I'm above it. I've been here 30 years.
Drabby, I didn't receive an email, so I don't know what he's talking about. And
I'm sure you haven't done it.
I'm not going. Maybe I did, and I just don't know it. I'm not going to complete it, that training, unless they come to me and say, you're fired today unless you complete it. I'm not doing it.
Well, it's gotten to that point with other hosts before.
Yeah.
Just letting you guys know that.
Right.
Not fired, but you could be on the air.
Listen.
Well, when someone comes to me and says, that's the penalty.
I can't even get it.
That may be happening.
I haven't used the one login protect and four phones.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't.
I can't
that's
get
a
in.
Show that you don't have the app on your phone.
I have it on my phone. It doesn't work.
You gotta go see Daniel.
Daniel is in the toilet till like 10 a.m.
You gotta
every
see
day.
Damn yeah, Daniel. They'll hook you.
All I'm saying
or
is
Roger.
There's no chance that like Dan Rather was doing these every quarter. It's been in the business like
well,
30
maybe
years.
Matt Lauer should have.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's no chance.
I mean, I'm pretty sure our CEO does them.
Who knows what he does?
Do you think he really does them?
Yes. All those donks do. Or executives.
I'm above it.
Yeah, exactly. You got the first word right.
It's a huge pain in the ass, and I can't even get into it.
You want me to send an email and find out if Boomer Esiason does them?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll email their producer
find
right
out
now.
If hey, Boomer does it, if Carton does it. I mean.
Well, Carton doesn't work for us anymore, but.
But when he did.
I'll write their producer an email right now.
Yeah.
I'll call Al Woods.
Somebody has to be doing them for him. There's no way.
I'll have Mike Moore. Is Mike Moore here?
Yeah.
I don't even know his real last name at this point. I have no clue what his actual last name is.
Even Moore can't even do it for me because the one login thingy.
Oh, you know what? OMG. OMG.
You got the same email.
Now you see it.
Such a nightmare.
OMG.
So the only way
Mike
to do
Moore,
it is-
I'll give you, how much money I got? I'll give you $20 if you do it for
$20.
Me.
$20, nice bump.
You got 30 in there?
No.
Oh, I like that. I like the negotiation.
I'll do it
I've got
20,
40 or I've got 100. I'm not giving you 100.
Right. 40.
I'll give you.
40 is no. better than 20.
All right. Sorry. You're not going to win.
20. I'll do it.
He had already bumped himself down to 20.
Shrewd negotiator.
I don't know how to, I don't know if I can get in either.
You have the stupid thumbprint thingy that you got to have.
I'm in. Action required. Please complete 2024 anti-harassment and discrimination U.S. comprehensive training.
How about
training?
I just sign a piece of paper and say, I'm not going to do anything inappropriate if I do fire me. I'm not going to do anything inappropriate with a female. Or
dude, nope. You guys realize how good you have it? We do like 1/10 of the ones we used to do.
It's
when
still
we
a pain
were
in the butt.
Intercom thought, and all that.
I sucked it up. I spent 25 minutes yesterday. I did it. I'm
pretty
clear. I am in the clear as far as I know.
Pretty much every donk who gets a W-2 on this planet.
Yeah.
Does those type of training.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
My wife definitely does.
I honestly don't believe it.
Anybody who works for a company with like more than 100 employees does that.
You're telling me Howard Stern does this every quarter.
I bet you Baba Booey is. I don't
hey,
know about
Bob,
Howard.
I don't want to fill out the sexual harassment survey.
I'm looking at my Baba Booey right now.
I don't know. Maybe Howard does it.
Same lips.
Mike Moore.
Just a huge.
There's
pain.
No chance Kirk Cousins does that.
that's a good one. That made me laugh.
All right, let's get into the Junkie Sports page.
There's no
Dish
way.
Box.
Kirk's a man of God. There's no way.
I mean,
he's
you're starting the sports
anybody.
Page at 6:34. I mean, we gotta go to
let's
break.
Let's do your Pete Alonso story.
That's brutal. I'll tell you what. Devin Williams would rather do all of the training, all of them,
right? For
than,
everybody,
than
pitch
to Pete Alonso last night. This is just a brutal loss for the Brewers. To be up 2-0. Devin Williams in his last 13 save appearances has given up zippy runs. Mm. In fact, I don't even know how many hits he gave up. I mean, he's their closer. He's one of the best closers in baseball. He had some injuries this year, so his numbers aren't great in terms of saves, but he's really good. Last 13 save appearances, one inning, zeros, zero, zero, zeros. Last night, up 2-0 in the ninth, and this is what happened.
The pitch. Swing and a ball drill. Right field. Freelick back. At the wall. Out of here. It's out of here. Alonso, an opposite field home run, and the Mets had the lead.
Why is he nicknamed the polar bear? Can anybody explain?
Because he's a big dude. He looks like a polar bear. I don't know.
Okay. The announcer said it in the call. He said Pete Alonso, the polar bear.
I was getting texts during the game.
I don't think he's from Alaska.
Where Vin was, he was MFing Pete because I think he was 0-for leading up to it,
we
right?
We love the polar bear, Pete Alonso. He's our guy.
He's like, I'm packing his bag.
Disregard,
getting him out of here.
Disregard those earlier tweets. He's like, disregard those texts.
Welcome back, Pete.
I mean, that's just.
Says the nickname originated from Todd Frazier's playful comment during spring training. Hmm. And then it gained popularity with the endorsement of Noah Syndergaard and the impressive performance of Alonso on the field.
Hmm. Okay.
That's a big
doesn't
one.
Really explain why the first guy called him the polar bear.
Got it.
I think he's from Florida. They got polar bears in Florida?
No chance. Maybe at a zoo.
So that's just playoff baseball. It's incredible. So the Mets advance. The Mets and the Phillies have been in the coexistence for 63 years, have never played in the playoffs until this year. So,
further background, Todd Frazier in spring training said, you look like a big damn polar bear.
Mm,
and
okay.
then it stuck.
Big dude.
All right.
So no games tonight, but tomorrow you've got 4 games, the division series. You've got Detroit and Cleveland, 1:00, game one there. You've got Mets Phillies, game one there, 4:00. That's on Fox. Zach Wheeler's going to go for the Phillies. Mets are undecided just yet. Royals Yankees in New York, 6:30. That'll be Waka against Cole, and then Pods Dodgers, the late game. Cease against Yamamoto. That'll be 8:40 on FS1. So
Major League Baseball definitely wants Dodgers Yankees.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Phillies-Yankees wouldn't be bad.
Phillies-Yankees would be good. Yeah.
Sports Talk 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. coming up at 7 o'clock. We talk movies with Kevin McCarthy. We'll get into the game. Can the Commanders win their fourth row? That's all right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV.
Matt Myers and Mr. Bickle, you'll appreciate this. So played golf yesterday. I haven't played in about 2.5 weeks just because it was raining. And it just happened to work out that way. But had to get out yesterday. The weather was finally good. Now, it was kind of brutal because
the rough.
I mean, if you didn't hit the ball in the fairway, you weren't finding your ball. So a lot of times we said, we know the ball is right there off the fairway in the rough. We can't find it. So we just dropped and didn't take a stroke. But anyway, so, and also it was cart path only, and it was just.
Oh, CPO.
I mean, and I knew it was going to be CPO. But.
Where was it?
I played at Stonely out in Roundhill. It's a very hilly course.
I was going to say, that's a hilly course, so the walk is very difficult.
It's a very hilly course, and every tee box was completely, pretty much underwater. So we were teeing off probably 6 or 7 yards in front of the tee ball markers, the tee box markers, because that was the only, if we were just trying to find a dry stance. But at least we're out there, it was fine. Anyway, long story short, we're on 18. We're playing a pretty big match with three foursomes, and we're playing pretty well as a team, so it mattered. I hit a bad tee shot. I had to punch out. It's a par five. I had to punch out. So I have like 155 yards coming into a tough green that's over a creek. All right, there's two creeks. There's one in the middle of the fairway, and there's one right in front of the green. So I walk out to my ball, and I said, I have the rangefinder. I couldn't even see the pin because the sun was coming right into my eyes. I couldn't even see the green. I mean, it was probably 5:45, 6 o'clock. Sorry, the sun's coming down a little bit. It was right in my face. I could not see anything in front of me. Couldn't even see my partners who were like 10 feet in front of me. And I told them, I said, I have no idea where the green is. They said, what's your number? And I said, I don't know. So my other buddy who's sitting on the cart path goes, it's about 155.
Okay.
I said, are you sure about that? He says, yeah, it's about 155.
Okay.
So I had my 7 and 8. I brought my 7, 8, and 9 out to the ball. So I hit my 8. I literally could not see the ball. I see it a little bit. I couldn't see anything in front of me. I couldn't see 5 feet in front of me. And when I followed through, I had to turn away. So I literally
couldn't
follow.
Because the sun was so bright? Or
it was so bright.
Yeah.
I had my sunglasses on and everything, but it didn't matter. It looked like it was like the sun was 5 feet away from me.
All right.
Hit the best shot of my life. It didn't go in, but I hit it to about 5 feet. Shocker, I missed the putt. But I literally, it was the luckiest shot I've probably ever hit.
Nutted it.
Right.
Yeah, because after I hit it, I'm going like this. You know?
You're cringing. And, you're trying to get away from the sun.
And then
you look like a vampire.
I look like a vampire. And all the other guys we were playing with were up in the patio of the bar because they had already finished their round. And all I heard was,
Oh, you knew you hit a silly.
I said, I don't, Mr. Bickle, I have no idea how I hit the ball, let alone hit the ball on the green.
I do that a lot of time off the tee. I hit it, and I don't even know where it went. I never didn't see it go off the club, and I go, where'd that go, boys? Yeah.
But it was the most brutal vision I've ever had on a golf course. And I'm not playing CPO anymore in my life.
what we've been doing is we've been walking, right? And I think I finally reached a point. I need to get a pull cart.
Yeah, but at least when you walk,
I gotta get a pull cart.
But at least
I'm so broken.
I'm 37 and I have one.
I know.
But Eric, at least when you're walking, you have your bags with you. So you have every club.
Yeah, of course. I would never do CPO.
CPO, I mean,
it's a nightmare.
I can't tell you how many times I brought 4 clubs out there and I was missing one club. I needed another club.
I know.
Walk
and
back.
I didn't walk back. I said, F it.
Yeah, just wing it.
Just hit with what you have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I need to get a pull cart because I was dying. Yes, I couldn't believe how beat up I was. I could barely get. I mean, it was wet, so each step was harder.
Squishy,
and you know what? And my buddy told me my bag. He thinks our golf bags, and we have light bags. You know, the walking. He thinks they weigh like 40-45 pounds. I thought that sounded heavy.
Mine does. I got like 500 balls.
With all
in there.
The clubs in it and the balls.
Well,
I
thin it out as best I can.
You probably have a bunch of tchotchkes in there.
But no wonder I could barely stand up.
Those medicus in there.
I couldn't even stand up. I think I'm going to have to take the plunge.
All right.
It's a big plunge, man.
Once you go back, or once you get it, you never go back.
Does it make it a lot easier?
It's very easy to walk with it. And at this point, I don't care what people think.
I know.
Call me what's all they want.
Kids use them.
Yeah, college kids do. Yeah,
get the remote control ones.
No, that's when you're 100.
That's very nerdy.
That's for sure when you're 100.
I see the old guys using those remote controls.
Yeah, the old
codgers
definitely use those.
No, the old people, they have like a little stool on the side that you can sit.
Really?
That you might as well be 6 feet under.
Don't you know enough sitting in here? We do so much sitting right here.
No, I just, after I walk up a big hill, I need to sit.
You just need to park it.
I'm a big sitter, man. I love sitting. I'm not big on standing. Anyway, I'm going to have to take the plunge. Is there a certain kind you need to get, like a quality?
You definitely need a quality one.
Really?
Golf them. They'll hook you.
Don't buy like a $40 nubber because that thing will break and it doesn't fold correctly and it doesn't work well.
I need one with a seat.
It's your money. You paid for it.
All right, Jason, want to do dueling sports page EP here?
Sure.
There's not much going on.
Sure.
You can start off.
All right. So we talked about the Bucks Falcons. We talked about the game three of the wild card series between the Mets and the Brewers. Brutal loss for Milwaukee. Also baseball related, Terry Francona, who pretty much retired.
Mm-hmm.
He left Cleveland. He was having health issues.
Right.
I know in the past he's had heart issues. He's had blood clotting. I don't know how old he is.
65. He's 65.
He's had a lot of health issues. Anyway, so the Reds had a bad year. They were expected to do much better. They won 77 games. They thought they were a borderline division winner type team, certainly a playoff team. But so they fired their manager, David Bell, with about a week left in the regular season. They hired Terry Francona.
Ah.
He said, no, I'm all right. I'm good. I'm coming back for another year.
In the world of Hollywood and entertainment, by the way, Cakes, entertainment page, driven to you by BMW Fairfax.
Yes, it is.
May not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. It's 2.99% of most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Ask for Mike. Ask for Miriam. Tell him your boy EB sent you. This story always throws me, these kinds of stories, these he said, she said. So there are terrible allegations against Garth Brooks. I think Garth Brooks is kind of known for being like a legendarily like nice guy. Who knows if it's true or not, right? But that's kind of the...
I mean, I don't know much about Garth Brooks, I'll be honest, but...
Have you ever seen him? He's kind of known for being this nice guy.
That rap.
Yeah.
Isn't he the one that played shortstop for the Padres in spring training? Yeah.
So he's being accused of sexual harassment, and I read these allegations, and they're awful.
He should have watched the videos that you won't watch.
Which
Garth Brooks should have watched the videos. Well, he wouldn't have sexually harassed.
If he did, I've watched the videos 100 times. I don't know why I have to keep watching.
I'm just tweaking you.
Yeah. I'm on slide 12 right now.
You had the one login thing working?
Yes, I do use it on occasion.
That's what I should do. I should just let it run during the show.
Yeah, of course.
Be over by 7:30.
I was trying to do that. Can't get into it. But anyway, the allegations are by like he and his wife, who's, you know, Trisha Yearwood, another country star, their hairdresser or whatever, makeup artist. And she claims that, I don't know, like he was pulling his Johnson out. And one time he actually had sex with her against her will, turned her upside down, all this terrible stuff. And they're like, what a scumbag. And then you read his response a day later, and he's like, they're trying to extort millions from me.
Right.
And this has been going on behind the scenes for months. Mm. And he filed a suit a month ago under John Doe. Like, you never know what to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now I need to look up his net worth. It's going to floor me, too. It's got it. Before I look it up, Garth Brooks is worth, I'm going to say, $300 million. Just a conservative guess.
All right. So quickly, we're already in week six of college football.
Yep. I got to get my picks in.
Yes, you do. JP picks. Sent me his survivor picks yesterday, so I got to get those into the...
still distraught that I picked Central Florida. Central Florida against Colorado.
I got to get them into the black book.
Believe I lost on Utah last week.
A lot of people did.
Well, that's because their backup quarterback played, and he was terrible. Cam Rising, never healthy, ever. Three games tonight, including Michigan State at Oregon. Oregon's a big favorite here. Michigan State's lost a couple in a row. They got pummeled by Ohio State last week. Syracuse is at UNLV. UNLV, of course, has been in the news because of their quarterback who bailed because of the NIL crap. UNLV's backup quarterback has played football probably for 100 years. He played at Campbell for, I think, 5 or 6. But they are ranked.
Okay.
They are ranked 25.
The best UNLV can do for their backup is a guy from Campbell.
He transferred from Campbell.
Okay.
That's not their first choice. The first choice is the other guy.
Okay,
but their first choice is a transfer from Holy Cross.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But they are ranked.
Oh. They're all like 6-year players too. These guys play forever now.
Hokies play on the West Coast. They have not played on the West Coast since the San Francisco Bowl in 2002.
How long does it take the equipment truck to drive out there?
That's a great question.
2 or 3 days, right?
Oh,
minimum. I mean, drive from Blacksburg to Palo Alto?
You got to have a couple drivers. That's got to take 3 to 4 days minimum.
I don't know.
I just read a story about the equipment truck. You must have read the same story. I don't know if it was the Washington Post.
You know, like you see these equipment trucks when you go to
they can't fly their stuff.
You go to like a Terps game and there's an 18-wheeler from Michigan State like right there to the loading dock.
Mm. They can't fly all that.
It's too much stuff. It's a whole 18-wheeler filled with
you can't get like a cargo plane. Oh man.
I guess not. It's probably too cost prohibitive.
Right.
I don't know. That's a great question.
What a pain in the ass. That's the worst job ever.
It is a pain in the bung.
Let me just give you one other story on the EP here before I know we got to go break. Eminem, who's 51.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Who he's got to stop with the dying of the. It's just way too black. It looks terrible.
Right. Too aggressive.
He released a video yesterday where his daughter, Haley, who just got married, I think, in the last year or so, she gives him a little blue football jersey. And the number one on it in a sonogram image, and it reads grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Eminem at 51 is going to be a grandpa.
Good for him.
Wow.
That's kind of wild.
I mean, there are probably a lot of guys in their 50s who are grandpas.
Yeah, I know.
Including
Eminem.
We just
talked to that guy a couple days ago. He was 52. He had like 100.
Right. I think he was a grandpa like 48.
He's going to be a great grandpa when he's like 62.
Yeah. Well, he was just a pa when he was 17.
Yeah, he was.
He's way ahead of the curve.
When
that
you're
guy.
A pa at 17, there's a chance he'll be a grandpa at 51.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to get into movies. Kevin saw Joker 2. We'll get his take next here on The Junkies.